Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pilgrimage, My Journey to a Deeper Faith in the Land Where Jesus Walked, by Lynn Austin, narrated by Anne Richardson. 1. Leaving Home and Ho-Hum. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem." Psalm 122, verses 1 through 2. My journey to Israel has been long and wearying. I feel like a bedraggled contestant on a TV reality show as I near the end. I've endured 2 airplane flights totaling 12 hours, hours spent sitting, standing, rushing through airport corridors, hauling bags and passports and suitcases. They were confusing, jet-lagged hours when I didn't know if it was day or night as I tried to wedge myself into a cramped airplane seat and sleep. At some point during the night, I wandered lost through Heathrow Airport during a stopover in London. I have run the hectic obstacle course of airport security 3 times and waited in endless lines, the final one here in Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport, where the no-nonsense passport inspectors wear pistols. The journey has been a parody of my life recently, rushing, waiting, wandering, feeling lost and losing sleep, wondering if I'm getting anywhere. But at last I pull my limping luggage through the airport doors to claim my prize. And what a prize it is! Palm trees rustle and sway in welcome. The warm evening air smells of sweet spices and green earth. I've arrived in time to watch the setting sun gild the Israeli sky before it disappears into the Mediterranean Sea. Something inside me releases a sigh. A tangled knot in my soul relaxes and begins to unwind. I have arrived in the land where Jesus walked. My pilgrimage has begun. The opportunity to tour Israel came at a good time. For months, my life has been a mindless plodding through necessary routine, as monotonous as an all-night shift on an assembly line. Life gets that way sometimes, when nothing specific is wrong, but the world around us seems drained of color. Even my weekly worship experiences and daily quiet times with God have felt dry and stale. I'm ashamed to confess the malaise I've felt. I have been given so much. Shouldn't a Christian's life be an abundant one, as exciting as Christmas morning, as joyful as Easter Sunday? I have to wait a few minutes for our tour bus to arrive, so I drop my suitcase near the curb and shrug off my carry-on bag, aware of the symbolism of laying my burdens down. It feels good to walk a bit and stretch my legs. In 12 hours, I've gone from snow to sand, from bare trees to palm trees, from biting cold to merciful warmth. I needed a change, and I welcome these. But back home, too many changes, unwelcome and unexpected, had erupted in my life like dormant volcanoes, rumbling and smoking and creating havoc. Within 5 months, all 3 of our adult children moved far away from home, leaving our nest permanently empty for the first time. Our older son and his wife found new jobs in another state. They no longer attend.